Hello, this is Jill Wigmore Welsh from Reading in Berkshire in the United Kingdom. And I'm recording. I'm sitting here at my office, the inner place in Reading in Berkshire, and I'm recording another little eye lesson for you. The way in which we use our eyes fascinates me because as small children, when we are able to look around and we see things that catch our attention, of course, the looking can often lead our intentionality. So we look, we see something that we're interested in, and that can actually guide our movement. So the relationship between what we see, how we see it, how we move our eyes to look at things, how we move our whole system is incredibly important. And of course, as humans, we have an incredibly flexible spine. We're up on our hind legs, as it were, which means that we're balancing on our back legs. And this gives us an incredible ability to be able to look around. We can take in a lot of information through being able to rotate our skeletal system and turning our head, turning the skull on the vertebral column. We can turn to look behind us quite easily, and the way we can move our eyes from side to side gives us an amazing ability to be able to have a very wide peripheral vision. So this lesson is about eyes, and it is done both in standing and also in sitting. If you have any difficulties with your eyes, if you have a tendency to become dizzy, or if you find that any eye movements make you feel unwell or bring on a migraine, use your own constraints. And I think this is always important with Feldenkrais lessons. You are ultimately responsible for how you do a lesson. Although Feldenkrais lessons can be used as a therapeutic intervention, none of the lessons are designed to be in place of taking medical advice. If you have a medical problem, always get it checked out. If you've got eye problems, always go and get your eye health checked from an ophthalmic specialist. Our eyes. Close your eyes as you're sitting in a chair. Just allow yourself to find a way that you can sit comfortably. And just close your eyes. Allow yourself just to notice when you close your eyes whether you tend to screw up the muscles around your eyes. Notice if it feels comfortable and relaxed. Bring both hands up and just cup them over your eyes, or allow yourself just to put an arm, if you've got a jumper or a fleece or something similar that you're wearing. Just cover your eyes up with your arm or with your hands and feel and notice the blackness and allow yourself just to relax. That's right. So allow your eyes just to have a couple of minutes of complete darkness before we start the lesson. And now what I'd like you to do is to just open your eyes and begin just to look through your eyes, look ahead of you. And allow yourself to start to slowly move your eyes to look towards your right. And as you move your eyes to look towards the right, just notice what it feels like. So moving your eyes to look towards the right and then just back to the center. So you're now looking straight ahead of you and then moving them towards the left and looking towards the left. And as you move your eyes to the left and then bring them back to the center, and then moving them to the right and back to the center, just notice if your head is moving at all with your eyes as your eyes moving to the right and back to the center, and then to the left and back to the center. Are you moving your head? with your eyes. And then come back to the middle. This time, just hold your chin. Just hold your chin firmly with one hand. So if you have a desk or a table in front of you, or if you've got your lap there, you might want to put your elbow onto your knee or onto the desk so that it stays in a fixed point, and hold on to the sort of fleshy part of your chin. So you've got a hold of it with a grip between your finger and index, your thumb and your index finger. And keep that point fixed so that your chin is going to stay there. And again, come back to moving your eyes to your right and back to the middle, and the left and back to the middle. And notice what it feels like to move your eyes with your hand preventing your head from going in the same direction. So just allowing your gaze just to be comfortable. You can gaze off into the distance. You're not particularly looking at anything. You're just allowing the eyes to move over to the right and then back to the center and then move to the left and back to the center again. And do that once or twice, nice and easily, and notice your breathing as you're doing it. Notice the speed with which your eyes are moving. Notice if your eyes are actually moving in a straight line or whether they're wavering up and down. Just notice if your eyes are jumping as they move along, if you're moving your eyes in little jumps, or if there's a nice smooth flow to the movement. Just notice that. Just observe it. Notice what it is for you to move your eyes in this configuration, keeping your head still and just the eyes moving from the right to the left. And then let it go. Just allow yourself to let that hand come away from your chin. Just allow your head and neck to be free and just move it around a little bit. Just let go of that focus on your eyes for a minute and allow yourself just to feel really easy. That's it. And then come back again. So this time, what I'd like you to do is just to sit easy, looking ahead of you, just looking ahead of you. You don't have to particularly look at something. You're not looking at something close to or something far away. You're just looking. It's just like it's a gaze. You're daydreaming inside yourself and you're just looking ahead. And as you look ahead, allow yourself just to stay in that point in space with your eyes and begin to turn your head to your right, but allowing your eyes to stay still gazing to that point ahead of you. So your head is turning to the right. And you may turn your body a little bit as well, allowing your eyes just to stay gazing at that same point. And then coming back. So your eyes are now just staying, looking at that point in front of you. Back to the middle. And then the same to your left. So allowing yourself to turn. You're on a swivel chair, it makes it easier. Allowing your head to turn a little, but your eyes are still gazing and gazing and gazing at that point in front of you. That's right. And then repeat that, just a movement across to your right, noticing how easy it is to stay gazing at that point as you turn your head away from looking to your right. So as your gaze goes to your right, your head is just turning a little to the left. And come backwards and forwards. Just practice that a couple of times. Turning your head, turning your body, allowing your gaze to still stay looking to the front. It's as if you are looking for somebody in a crowd. You've met their gaze and they're miles away and you just want to make sure that you keep an eye on them. You Yes, way down there. You've just seen something that you left on the beach a long way away, and you want to make sure as you walk down to it, you know exactly where it is. So no matter how much you turn your whole self, just slowly and gently to your left and your right, you still keep looking at that one point. That's right. And then just bring your left hand up as you're looking ahead of you. Bring your left hand up and cover your left eye so that you still have your left eye open, but you're just looking out through your right eye. And continue doing this, turning to your right and allowing your eye to still stay watching that point. And then back and turning to your left, so you're still just sort of watching that point, but you're turning yourself around. That's right. And then back the other way, so you move through the center and turning to your right. Your gaze is still going towards that left point. And then back to the center again. And just close your eyes. Allow yourself to have a minute or two with both eyes closed. You can bring your left hand down. That's it. And then just open your eyes and cover your right hand this time and come back to just gazing away in front of you, looking out of your left eye and gazing ahead in front of you. As you start to turn to your right, as you gaze out of your left eye, and then you come back to the center and you turn to your left, just gazing to your right with your head still turning to the left. And you come back to look out to the front with your head in the middle. And then you turn to your right, head going to the right, eyes looking, gazing to the left still. And back to the center. And notice how it feels. And allow yourself to take your hand away from your right eye. And just gaze to the front and repeat that movement of looking with both eyes to that point ahead of you as you turn yourself to your right and your head is going to your right and your eyes are going to your left. And back to the middle with your eyes staring to the front and then to your left. So you're gazing away, looking at that point, making sure you don't lose that person in the distance there. Back to the middle. And now just continue, allowing yourself just to close your eyes for a minute and stop doing what you're doing. Just allow yourself to relax and rest for a moment or two before we continue with the lesson. And remember back to the steps that we've done so far. Think back through the lesson that we've done so far. Think of the different activities that you've been doing just with this simple action of moving the eyes just along on this simple plane, as it were, of the horizon. And then open your eyes. This time, allowing yourself to be still in the chair. Just begin to start to look up towards the ceiling very gently. Don't put any stress or strain on the back of your neck. Allow yourself to be mindful of looking after your own spine. Allow yourself to gaze up towards the ceiling and just notice how far up towards that ceiling you can look. Right up through past the ceiling, if you're outside, you can look up towards the sky. That's right. And then very gently and slowly, bringing your gaze down to that center point again, that horizon line. And then start to look down and notice as you're doing this, looking up and looking down, how much of yourself is being involved in this movement. So this just very simple action of looking all the way up towards the sky, imagining you're looking way away. Somebody's just told you there's a beautiful star shining way in the distance, and you want to look up ahead and see where it is. And then you gently and slowly look down as if you want to just look down towards your feet, as if you've just got a little puddle of water there in front of you and you want to avoid tripping into it. And then come back to the centre in the middle, looking towards the horizon, and hold on to that chin of yours with your elbow resting on the table or on your knee as it did before. So you're restricting the movement of your head this time. So you're holding that fleshy part of your chin so that your head won't move. And this time, just allow your eyes to look up. Just look up towards the top of your visual field, but with your head staying still. And notice how far you can look in this configuration. And bring your eyes back down to the center. And then just look down. Look down, you may be able to glance down and see your hand holding onto your chin. You might even see your own nose as you look down. That's right, so look up again. Just glance up with your eyes, keeping your head still, glancing up gently. And then just back to the middle. And then just glancing down, noticing what it feels like to just move your eyes in this direction. And then back to the center and close one eye and have a go at doing the same thing with your chin held so that your head can't move with the movement, with one eye closed, just looking up and then back to the center and then looking down. And notice how easy it is to look up and how easy it is to look down. And sometimes, and just continue doing this in your own time, looking down, head stays still, chin held, looking down, back to the center, and then looking up. And when you want to, after you've repeated it a few times, you can close your right eye, and open your left eye, and continue this action of looking up and down, and noticing, is it easier for you to look up towards the ceiling? Or is it easier for you to look down? And it may be different from one eye to the other. You may find it's easier to look up with one eye than it is to look down. And you may find it's easier to look down with one eye than it is the other. So just notice the similarities and differences here. Notice which direction it's easiest for you to move your eyes towards. Because something about the direction that you find it easiest to move your eyes towards may be related to what you habitually do. If you sit at the computer all day and slightly look down, your eyes may much more easily look down towards the level of the computer screen. Whereas if you spend your days looking up, staring for aeroplanes or faults on cables or something similar, you may find that your gaze moves more easily in that direction. So just exploring with your chin held. You're looking up and looking down, closing one eye and then the other eye. And then just leave it alone for a second. Just close your eyes and allow your eyes just to have a rest. Allow yourself to have a rest from doing this action. And notice how the muscles in your face feel. Notice how your brow feels. Have you been wrinkling or frowning or efforting around those eyes? Just notice how much effort you've been putting in. Allow yourself to have a few moments rest. A nice few breaths to allow everything to relax, and then we'll come back. So just coming back and holding the chin again and remembering back to what you did earlier on, where you were moving your eyes to your right, with your head held still, and back to the middle, and then just over to the left. And what I'd like you to do is to find that middle point and begin to start to explore, just moving the eyes again, both eyes, to your right, back to the middle, and then over to the left, and notice how this feels now since you've been doing all these small actions with your eyes. Sit from the right to the left, and the left to the right, and then back to the middle. And now allowing your head to still stay with your thumb and index finger holding that chin, And start to look up towards the ceiling. So looking up and then back to the center. And then just glancing down. So your eyes are moving and your head is staying still. So you're continuing just looking up, looking down, back to the center, to the right, back to the center, over to the left. And back to the center. And then allow yourself to move your eyes from the center up, back to the center and over to the right, so that you can judge those distances and back into the middle. And then up again and look all the way around the edge of the right top corner. It's like the outside of a circle, all the way round to the point where, if you were to look to the right, you would end up. And then come back into the middle and look up and look down with your chin still held, and look to your left and back into the middle and look up. And then look all the way around the outside of the circle to the point where you'd look to the left and then come back into the center. So it's as if you're beginning to make small arcs of movement around the edge, these little parts of a pie, if you like. It's like having a circle, a whole circle split up into four parts, and you're just forming the parts of the top of the circle. You're going up through the central radius, around the outside of the circumference, to the point at which your horizontal line intersects the circle and you come back in again. And now from the center, you can look down and back up to the center and look to the right and find that point on the outside of the circumference where the radius intersects, and go all the way around the outside of the radius till you meet the point where the line from when you're looking down intersects with the circumference, and then come back up to the middle. And then do the same, looking down and looking up to the center. And looking down and finding that outside circumference all the way around the edge till you get to the point where the horizontal line would intersect with the circumference, back into the center, and then stop. And you can continue practicing and building these small parts of this circle of movement. So, little parts of the pie of the movement, if you like. And just notice how it feels. And then let your hand come away from your chin. And you can practice this after the lesson has finished. After I've finished going through it with you, you can practice this on your own. And now just come back to the action again of looking to your right and looking around, turning your head and looking to the right, and then coming back. And turning and looking to your left, and notice what it feels like, just to allow yourself now to be looking, gazing, and notice how your eyes feel now. And just allow yourself to let that go. Just allow yourself to close your eyes. Bring your hands up to cover your eyes, making a cup. So that your eyes are completely covered and it's very dark and you have your eyes closed. Just allow yourself to relax. Take a few deep breaths. Notice how it feels. Notice how you feel. And when you want to, you can just take your hands away and open your eyes and notice how it's feeling. And that brings us to the end of this little introductory lesson. Feldenkrais lessons can last anything from 10 minutes to 25 minutes to 45 minutes. If you're based here in the UK, in England, in London, or near to Berkshire, you can come down to where I am and perhaps come to a workshop. We might be able to practice a little bit more in a group. And if you'd like to get in touch with me through my internet address, you can do. If you'd like to leave some comments here, it'd be great to hear how you get on. And I look forward to recording some more lessons for you soon.